The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, the new Houston Texans cheerleaders have been announced, plus Romeo Crennel, Vince Wilfork, NFL Draft Preview, and more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer. Every week, we take a look at what's happening with your Houston Texans. And shh, be quiet, because downstairs, Texans brass, they're having meetings on draft prospects. They only come up for air to go to the restroom or have some food or whatever. The draft coming up in about 3 weeks, so stay tuned for that. Let's kick off the show with something very special here. Across the way from the Verizon Wireless West Club, the Texans cheerleader squad for 2015 was announced, and it was very exciting.
I have a lot of crazy mixed emotions because I don't know if you noticed, I was one of the last ones to get called. So my palms were sweaty and I was like, oh my God, please call my name. But I'm really excited and just happy to be here and come back as a vet and hopefully be like a good example for all the girls and stuff. And I love the Texans organization and obviously the team. So I'm just really excited.
It just means so much more because as the year goes by and the time goes by, it's just you have so much more to uphold. So making it this far, it's like I felt like I've made it, you know, more successful. So it's awesome.
I literally almost cried. I was like, y'all, oh my God, is my name going to be called? It was crazy. But she called me. Amazing feeling. Today's actually my mom's birthday, so I mean it's a nice surprise for her too. You know, hey mom, I made it for a third year, so I'm probably going to have dinner with my mom.
It's amazing. I can't even put it into words. This is my third year trying out, so just to be here, I feel so blessed, and I cannot believe it. It's just a dream. I can't believe it. We try to count them because, you know, there's only so many, but then I lost track because I was just so nervous. And when she finally called my name, I was like, did she say McKaylee? I wasn't sure if she said my name. It's just unbelievable feeling.
And sometimes I just let, I call the universe speak to me, and, you know, I have sat up there one time with, like, the names on my chart, and I'll add a name at the last second or take a name off at the last second. You know, it's kind of just what I'm feeling and what my gut's telling me. I think I'll have a strong dance group, and we had such a great group of girls last year, you know, so I have all those ladies to be leaders and set examples for the rookies coming up so they can all steer them in the right direction. So I have faith that, you know, we would continue to travel in the right directions and, you know, even prosper even more this year.
The best part is just being able to be here and looking forward to the new opportunities. Just getting along with the new girls, getting to know them. You get such a great bond, and just having new girls is just fun to have.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to see what they have in store for us.
Just don't give up on your dreams because it'll all work out, and just pray. That's all.
It's just an awesome experience.
The Houston Texans cheerleader squad will be formally introduced at the Houston Texans draft party coming up last day of April right here at NRG Stadium. And you know you can catch up with them always at HoustonTexans.com. Also on HoustonTexans.com, Vince Wilfork recently signed with the Texans, and he is super excited to be part of this organization.
Well, the man that so many Texans fans are so excited to see in a Texans uniform pretty soon, Vince Wilfork. Welcome to town. How excited are you to join this franchise?
You know, I'm telling all my friends, it's like my first rookie year all over again. I'm so excited to come down here and play football. And in 11 years, this will be 12 years for me. And the excitement that I have and my family have to come down here and play is off the chart. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be down here. My wife wanted to buy a house down here about 5 years ago just because. And I told her, I said, we should have bought it because we wouldn't have to worry about moving and stuff now. But we're making the transition now, and hopefully it's smooth. But we're very excited to be down here.
Now, you're listed as a nose tackle. Yeah. You're tremendous as a nose tackle, but you can't be just pigeonholed as just a nose tackle.
No.
You're more than that.
I'm a defensive lineman. Yeah. That's what I tell everybody who refers to me as a nose tackle. I could play anywhere along the line, and throughout my career, I've done it. That was a luxury I had up there in New England, being with Bill Belichick. He know how to showcase his talent, so he kind of moved me around a little bit, and I got a chance to play everywhere on the line. So that's one of the things that I can come and bring to the table, and also have some guys learn and I can teach at the same time. I'm not that type of player. I think I know everything. I'm a great team player, and everybody I know that. My teammates who played with me, they know that. So I'm just excited. I mean, like I said, it feels like I'm a rookie all over again, but here I am 12 years later from my rookie year, but still feeling that same way, still have the passion for the game. That's the most important part, being able to have the passion.
I want to get on that teaching thing in just a moment, but how attractive was this defense with Romeo Crennel being here, with Mike Vrabel being here for you when you made that decision?
It was. I mean, because, you know, with Billy O being in New England with me, Rack being there my rookie year, me playing with Vrabel, and Godsey being there in New England with me, and, of course, having J.J. Watt, of course. So it was like almost like a no-brainer when I figured that, you know, it might be a chance for me to leave New England. So once the first stop was Houston, that was the last stop because of all the connections, and I like what the team is doing. I like the young team. I think it's a couple spots that we are missing, but I mean, they're knocking at the door. Yeah. So hopefully I could come in and just guide people along. And that's my thing. I'm not a guy that's going to come in here and try to coach, nothing like that, but, I will come in, and if guys have questions and stuff or want to understand what it was like for me playing 11 years somewhere else, that is a program that was very successful at winning ball games and Super Bowls, I'm all ears. You know, I'm here for Houston. Yeah. That's what I'm here for, the city, the fans, and my teammates.
We'll see more of Vince Wilfork a bit later on in the show, and also part two of our exclusive interview with Texans defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel. But first, the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, you'll see more of him on HoustonTexans.com. Vince Wilfork says he's going to let JJ be JJ. Coming in at number four, it's your April calendar girl, Crystal. At number three this week, Drew Doherty gets crazy again, answering your questions in another episode of Dear Drew. At number two, the Houston Texans cheerleaders announced their 2015 squad. And at number one this week, Shane Leckler and his brother Derek go fishing. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.